Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Kathy Ngalinera, a volunteer with the Peace and Democracy Group, and Bruce Gazaway, the chair of the Sitka Unitarian Action Committee. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Good morning. Morning. Thank you.
It's great to have you here, and we're here to talk about an upcoming event, something that is called the No Kings Protest, which is happening Saturday, June 14th. So I just want to start right there. What is the No Kings Protest? Why is it happening on June 14th?
Well, June 14th is a day that has some historic significance. It was the day that in 1777, the Continental Congress authorized the original Stars and Stripes, that created by Betsy Ross. And June 14th, 1775, is also the birthday of the United States Army. In that year, Continental Congress authorized the creation of a military force, the Continental Army. And that's the roots of the American, of the U.S. Army today. And it is a historical event, and it's has been a modest holiday. It's never been a full federal holiday, but many presidents have announced proclamations, and there have been many speeches given across the country in years past. And so we think that was an appropriate patriotic holiday, but it has never been a massive military parade, and there will be a massive military parade in Washington, D.C. on that date, and we question that, the motives of that. But we're here to honor America's heritage.
Okay, so the day is originally acknowledged as a celebration of the flag of our country and also the establishment of the U.S. Army. But this year, there's a little bit something different happening in our nation's capital. And so people across the nation actually wanted to protest that behavior.
Yes.
Kathy, can you tell us more about that?
So groups all over the country have decided to hold protests on this day, their own little marches or parades, to celebrate our democracy and talk about the issues we have with the current administration and things that are changing, affecting Americans everywhere, financially, so many ways.
Yeah, let's dig into that just a little bit. So the impetus is this military parade is happening, and that is looking like it's going to cost. Is there some data on that?
The parade can cost anywhere. Our parade is free. Well, we had to pay for a little permit, but the parade there's a variety, various numbers, 40 million to 100 million, and one of the issues is. With the parade in Washington, D.C., is the streets aren't made for heavy military tanks, and there's concerns that there'll be damage to the infrastructure, water lines, sewer lines, the concrete. So that's an issue that is not even accounted for in the financial aspects of that parade. Yeah.
And it's interesting that in the history of our country, no other president has ever organized a military parade for any purpose, and no other president has ever decided to call for a massive military parade involving thousands of troops, lots of heavy equipment, on this date. Now, this date happens to be the current president's birthday, and we kind of have some questions about what's really the motive here. But our parade here in Sitka, we are going to celebrate the creation of our American flag and the establishment of the U.S. Army, and honor the patriotic tradition of American democracy.
Mm-hmm. And the reason it's called No Kings kind of ties into that as well, and I'm wondering if you can explain to us why this is called a No Kings protest.
Well, we fought the American Revolution because we didn't want to be governed by kings anymore in the United States. So that was why we fought years ago in 1776 and established this country. We don't want to be governed by kings. Authoritarian rule is not a part of democracy.
Yeah, and we feel that there have been many measures recently that have increased authoritarianism, the risk of authoritarianism in this country, and we want to celebrate our democratic traditions.
Okay, so that's a great way to segue into why people might want to attend this protest, No Kings protest happening here in Sitka. You've mentioned to, as a patriotic move to celebrate the democracy, to celebrate not having kings. What exactly is the protest part of it? What would you be protesting against if you attend this event?
Well, one of the things that'll happen at the protest is we'll be reading a list of actions that have affected Sitkans, and some of the things that are on the list really hit close to home. So mass firing of local Forest Service employees, budget cuts to the park, elimination of grants for AMC, 4-H, and Sitka Conservation Society, schools that are experiencing funding cuts, UAS, NPR, and Raven Radio, the Sitka Trail Works and the Fine Arts Camp and the library are some local organizations and groups that have been affected severely by these cuts.
Okay.
So.
And then, so if people are want to come out for that those reasons, what can they expect? You'll have people should bring their. What should people do to prepare if they're going to come out?
Well, judging by the weather, they might still need a raincoat. I don't know what the weather looks like that day. So we'll be meeting at the roundabout at noontime, and marching to the net shed at Crescent Harbor Shelter. There'll be some people giving some speeches about democracy and the flag and stuff like that to get people excited. And then we'll have information that people can use to contact their legislators if they choose to do that.
I would like to stress that this will, of course, be a peaceful demonstration. And we have coordinated this with the police. We have coordinated for the use of the net shelter. Mm-hmm. And we will be marching on the sidewalk. This will not be blocking the streets. We'll march on the streets, on the sidewalk, from our rally point at the roundabout to the net shed, observing all appropriate traffic regulations and behaving in a peaceful and friendly manner.
Okay. If you get the you get the don't walk signal, there will be no walking.
No jaywalking allowed.
Okay, got it. And people should bring signs. What should they bring?
Please bring flags, bring signs. We do want to celebrate the establishment of the United States Army. We do want to celebrate the creation of the American democracy and, of course, our American flag.
And so people can even dress patriotically if they have those red, white, and blue clothes. They're waiting for July 4th to wear. They can wear them here. We do have a lot of signs that will usually be at the roundabout. So if people don't have signs, we have some generous people that have made waterproof signs over the past couple of months that we use. So those are available. But American flags would be great. Dogs are welcome. Children, men, women, anybody that wants to come.
Okay. And if people are interested and want to come, then they meet at the roundabout at noon on Saturday, June 14th. And if folks have questions before then, is there a contact information we should give out?
Yes. So this is Kathy. You can call or text me at 907-738-2393.
Okay. Well, I've been speaking with Bruce Guzaway, the chair of the Sitka Unitarian Action Committee, and Kathy Angalinera, a volunteer with the Peace and Democracy Group. We've been chatting about the No Kings protest happening this Saturday, June 14th, starting at noon at the roundabout. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you so much, Brooke.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.